Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so we're continuing second date. Well, actually, this is a fourth date update here. Courtney goes out with this guy like three different times, and she thinks everything's going great. She wanted us to call him because he ghosted her. We just had him on, and he basically said, like, she brought Tupperware to dinner for their date, which was like a major ick. There were other things, but that was the one thing that made him go like, I can't see her again. So, hey, Courtney.
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, the Tupperware thing was like, that's normal.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Courtney? I got to be honest with you. When I walk into Chili's, I don't see most of the tables with Tupperware on top of them.
Well, now I'm curious, Courtney, and I'm not hating on your Tupperware game, but I am curious as to why you bring the Tupperware and why you bring it out before the meal is even started.
Well, just everybody in my family does that, you know? I mean, it's also portion control, like, and so, like, it's kind of, I don't know. We just know we're going to be taking left. We're not going to eat everything like that's being given to us. They give you so much food at restaurants.
Courtney, I think you have might have converted me into a Tupperware Tammy. Do you want to know why? Because every time I get a carryout box or something to take home, I always leave that SOB on the table. I put it in the styrofoam. I put it in the box. It's sitting on the table. I get up and leave. I'm in my car driving home, and I'm like, damn it, I left it on the table. But... if I brought my own Tupperware, I would not be leaving that bad boy on the table.
However, in your relationship, married to who you are, who is so meticulous and practical,
cheap.
This would be a... okay. Tomato, tomato.
Cheap.
This would be a turn on a first date. Now, my question here is, you said everybody in my family has always done this. Is this the first time? I mean, you must do this on other dates, or is this your first date ever?
No, I do it on other dates.
Now we know why you're single.
No one has said anything about it.
No. I mean, nobody's ever said anything to me about it. And my Tupperware actually they're really cute. Like they're cute. They're not like, you know, like old grandma Tupperware. Like,
define cute.
Said that, I was like, well, they're like cute, like food boxes. Like they've got like designs on them. They're expensive too.
I mean, it's how your Tupperware looks. I think it's the putting it on the table before the bread gets there.
Or bringing it at all.
I'm okay with it.
It's just part of who I am. You know what? If someone can't deal with that,
yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, he made it sound like I was just like this cheapo person and like, you know, needs like food. Like,
that's kind of how it looks.
Yep. No, the Tupperware is expensive.
It's got designs on it.
It's got little flowers on it.
It is Louis Vuitton Tupperware.
Oh, it's Louis Vuitton.
I wonder if there is designer Tupperware.
It better not be.
Tupperware.
Can you imagine on a first date?
I think at the end of the day, Abby is right here. It's just that the Tupperware is a little red flag. And then he had a couple of other red flags. And he already said that he was dating two other women. So he liked them better. And he took the coward way out.
I've decided that an ick is not a real thing. It is just a lightning rod to give you an excuse out of a relationship you deep down don't want to be in.
All right, so at least you know now, Courtney. Do with your Tupperware what you like. It's unorthodox.
Definitely
I don't
different.
Know that it's a total ick to where I'm not going to ever see you again. Just know it is. And nobody on your other dates when you broke that out has ever said anything?
No, they've never said anything. They're like, oh, cute Tupperware.
Yeah, and then they say goodbye.
I mean, if it's sitting there on the table and you're not acknowledging it, that is seriously an elephant in the room.
I would definitely say so.
Yes. All right, Courtney, well, at least you have your reasoning now. True or not?
Now I know. Derek's not the one for me.
No, there's a guy out there that loves Tupperware, and he will love you for every ounce and every piece of Tupperware you have, okay?
And you gave me a new nickname for him, so thank you.
There you go. All right, Courtney, we'll let you go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's the Burt Show.
I'm really tiring of my own buffoonery. How many acts of buffoonery make a buffoon? Like, at some point or another, you just have to go, like, this isn't circumstances. This is just who I am.
Well, I think it's going to be more of a calculation. It's not just how many acts, but it's how many acts within a given period of time. Okay. So if you average one act of buffoonery a year, I don't think that makes you a buffoon.
Oh, but I'm way higher than that.
If you are averaging, I think, one act of buffoonery a quarter, like if you got four buffooneries in a year, you're probably a buffoon.
I was going to say three, but I'm cool with four.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say three strikes, you're a buffoon. So that's the rules of baseball.
If exactly. you're using the, if you're using those stats, is there anybody else in here that would be considered a buffoon?
I feel like we all wouldn't be sitting in here if we all weren't buffoons.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Kind of par for the course for this job.
I'm just curious before I share this latest one with you guys. What's the latest act of buffoonery for each and every one of you? Just to make me feel better about mine.
On a grand scale?
I have one for you.
Okay.
This morning, I put coffee in a travel mug, but it had a rounded bottom, so it didn't fit in my cup holder, and I took a turn, and it toppled over and spilled all over my car.
See, I don't think you're a buffoon. I just think you're very accident prone.
Yeah, but I should have known, like, it wasn't sitting in there, right? But I did ask our AI friend, ChatGPT, how many acts of buffoonery make a buffoon, and it said, the age-old question. The consensus was three, but really, the litmus test is enough acts where people stop being surprised.
I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, you are totally there.
Yeah.
You've been there for
I'm like buffoonery goat.
You are the goat of buffoonery.
I don't want to admit it.
That was a good goat.
and I'm not bragging and I'm slightly embarrassed by it, but yeah, I am that guy. What's your last act of buffoonery?
I don't, dude, because of the Lexapro, you got to give me more of a heads up. I can't think on my feet like that because I erase, like, especially acts of buffoonery. If it makes me feel like any ounce of shame or guilt, it just gone.
Tommy is volunteering one for her.
So this kind of, no, this is me.
Oh, okay.
The other day I'm with my wife in the car and we're in Decatur next to her office and right across from it, it looked like a nice restaurant. And I'm like, what is sugar Polish? I was thinking it was like Polish.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
It was a nail salon. It's called Sugar Polish.
Is your blood sugar a little low? You're feeling hungry? Wanted some Polish treats? Some pierogies?
I got to tell them that on the show.
Okay, that's a good one. Anybody else want to volunteer some buffoonery?
What's that little thing called again on the Ouija board?
The Pilata?
Pilates?
I think I called it the Pilates or whatever I called it.
You said planchetti.
That's the last thing I could think of.
I didn't know that little device had a name at all.
I didn't either.
Well, the latest one for me, and I am way over your buffoonery quota, by the way.
Yeah, you are.
Is that, you know, the Braves are going to be playing the very first game in a raceway up in Bristol in a couple of weeks. It's very exciting. They are turning an entire raceway into a baseball field and the Braves are going to play the Reds. And I'm like, I like life experiences. This is going to be the very first time it happens. I would like to be there.
That's cool.
So I get an Airbnb. I thought I got tickets to the game also.
Oh, no.
So now we're just a couple of weeks out. I think it's a August 2nd game. So I just started. I'm like, did I get those tickets? Did I not get those tickets? So I go on a Ticketmaster. No tickets. My go-to ticket broker is usually Game Time. No tickets. I hack into my business partners, my business managers, Ticketmaster, because a lot of times she'll buy me tickets for fear I might mess up ticket orders. No tickets. So I'm like, oh, God, I better get some tickets now before this game or it's going to sell out. I go on a Ticketmaster and I buy myself some tickets.
Did you maybe buy them and not download them into your account and that's why they're not showing up?
Nope. So I buy the tickets and then I'm like, StubHub. Did I buy them on StubHub? And this was like 4 weeks ago. So I go to StubHub, and there are two really premium seats that I had bought 4 weeks ago. So
did you buy two more?
I bought two more.
I want them.
You want them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, really quick, though. For buffoonery's sake, and this is something we were talking about yesterday. You know how you say my husband is very methodical, he takes forever, blah, blah, blah.
I thought about him this morning as I was trying to get ready, slowing myself down and doing things in a particular way that Bart does because he does everything with precision. And I'm like, I think maybe this could be a learned behavior. So I tried it this morning and man, I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. So I commend you. You went to your Ticketmaster, you went to your business manager's Ticketmaster, you went to your other like go-to ticket spot. At any point in time, did it cross your mind to put Braves, Reds, tickets into your email account and see all the emails that popped up?
I did indeed, and it did not.
It didn't?
That did not.
Huh.
And I think it's because when you buy on StubHub, you buy the tickets, and then they hold them, and it is the seller that ends up sending them to you, and that can happen at any point, and that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, so they don't send you a receipt?
They don't send you a receipt right off the bat. Huh. So, so now I've got four. And that just happened, 4 weeks ago?
Well, you have somebody who's willing to purchase.
Yeah, I seriously want to go because I went to the race in Bristol with one of our Burt's Big Adventure kids. And they had the race car out there with the Braves and the Reds on it. And I was like, I got to get tickets. And I totally forgot about it. I want to go camping there again and go to the game.
Okay. I mean, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Now I got these tickets. I got to make a profit on it. But
okay.
Here, Burt Show.
All right, time for Ye Olde Gossip.
All right, coffee is a beloved morning and afternoon beverage that can be both cozy and energizing. But for a Swedish king in the 1700s, it wasn't just a harmless beverage that could give you bounds of energy. It was a dangerous drink that he believed could be used to kill people.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village. Abby's done the work to bring you Ye Olde Gossip.
So this is the late 18th century, and Sweden was under the rule of King Gustav III, a monarch so cultured he threw mass balls, collected art like Pokemon cards, and wore more ruffles than a French poodle at a Renaissance fair. But behind the powdered wigs and regal poses lay a dark and percolating paranoia. You see, Gustav had a mortal enemy. It wasn't Denmark. It wasn't the Russians. No, his nemesis was coffee. We're going to redo that one because that wasn't as ominous as I wanted it to be.
Wasn't as dramatic as you wanted, okay?
It wasn't Denmark. It wasn't the Russians. His nemesis was coffee. Thank you.
There we go. Like it. I'm way more into it now.
All right, so Gustav, coffee was the devil's brew. It was an imported menace that threatened the moral fiber of Swedish society. Basically, he thought coffee was turning the peasants into morning people, which to be fair is pretty horrifying. He hated how it smelled. He hated how it looked. But most of all, he hated how much people liked it.
So he's trying to yuck everybody's yum. And just because he doesn't like coffee, he doesn't want anybody else to have coffee.
Misery loves company, even in Sweden. So he declared war on the bean. He banned it. He outlawed coffee houses. He outlawed mugs. He outlawed people thinking about it too hard. You basically needed a special royal permit just to sneeze near a latte.
It was a coffee prohibition?
Basically. But instead of just not wanting people to have a good time and get crazy on, alcohol or whatever, he was like, you can't be too happy.
He was a hater. So one day he decided to prove through the power of science and petty tyranny that coffee was lethal. And thus began the coffee twins experiment.
The what?
The coffee twins experiment.
The coffee twins experiment.
The coffee
twins experiment.
You got it? Coffee twins experiment?
Oh, man.
So Gustav found two identical twins who were on death row because if there's one thing history has taught us, it's that monarchs love unethical human trials. He ended up pardoning them, but on one condition. One twin had to drink 3 pots of coffee a day for the rest of his life, and the other had to drink 3 pots of tea.
This is like some Dr. Evil stuff.
It was a lifelong beverage battle. So it was tea versus coffee, Earl Grey versus espresso, all under 24/7 royal medical supervision. Well, that was the plan. The only problem was that the experiment took so long that the doctors died first, and then Gustav himself was assassinated by a guy in a mask at a party, proving that the real danger wasn't coffee, but ironic foreshadowing. Eventually, the tea-drinking twin did die first and at the ripe age of 83. And the coffee twin lived even longer. And so, Gustav III's great experiment proved only one thing. Coffee makes you highly caffeinated and maybe a little regular in the bathroom. So next time someone side-eyes you for your 5th cup of coffee, just grin, lift your mug like a chalice, and declare, it's for research purposes. That's the end.
Consider yourself smarter because of The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I have a massive warning for our social media producer, Rebecca, and all you other LaBooBoo fans out there. There has been a raid, and dangerous LaFooFoo dupes have been found.
LaBooBoo.
You heard me right. Nearly 400 fake and potentially dangerous LaBooBoo, actually these are LaFooFoo because they're fake dolls, have been seized by 2 shops in Scotland.
For those that don't know, you want to explain what this LaBooBoo thing is?
So this LaBooBoo is this like a small handheld, it's a toy. And it's not like a stuffy or a lovey where it's squishy. It's more like a hard plastic, but it's covered in fur. And they have these monster-esque features, like these sharp little teeth. They are very cute. I will give them that. Mm-hmm. They are like cute and monstery, but they have now blown up in popularity. And do you know how they ended up blowing in popularity? Because we have one person we can blame for this.
Is it Dua Lipa?
No. I mean, she's part of it, but the OG, the toy's popularity began last year after K-pop star Lisa from Blackpink.
Lisa.
She was the one that shared a photo of herself with one. And then after that, Rihanna, Dua Lipa, got them. And now we are here in like full on LaBooBoo fever.
I always look at these things and think, man, if I was smarter, I would be much wealthier than I am. Because if somebody would come to me with this thing and say, hey, just give us $10,000 as a startup, right? We're getting a whole bunch of investors. I go, that's never going to work. I'm not going to waste $10,000 on that. Or I would say the same thing about like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in the day. Hey, Bert, you got $10,000. We're going to start. I'm like, these are turtles that live in a sewer that are fighting crime. Nobody is going to be into that. I'd lose all that money.
I think it just goes to show the power of influencers, the power of celebrities that people want to back up, because people love Lisa. People love Blackpink. And if they see that she's got this little hairy monster on her purse, gosh darn it, they're going to get one too.
All right. So now some more deets about the LaFooFoos who are, you know, faking their way through life as the real LaBooBoos. So Chinese authorities have shut down several plants, seized more than 20,000 fake LaBooBoos, did so in one single day. Man, however, despite the crackdowns in China, a lot of these fakes had slipped through the customs and have landed in the UK. It's only a matter of time before they are also here in the US. Now, the telltale sign of a fake LaBooBoo. This is what you have to look for to make sure that you get an authentic LaBooBoo and not a LaFooFoo. Overly vibrant colors. That is a telltale sign that you're holding a LaFooFoo, not a LaBooBoo. Incorrect teeth count. The authentic LaBooBoos have 9 teeth. Anything with less or more is a LaFooFoo. And the LaFoufous are missing the UV authenticity stamp that was introduced last year.
Christian, do you actually think I'm going to buy a LaFoufous? Because no. That's exactly what I did right here.
No, you did not.
Stop. Seriously, I have a LaFoufous in my hands right now.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid $25.
$25 for a LaFake fake?
It is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. It has a sinister spirit. I don't know why it would be dangerous.
There are a lot of people online now calling these things demonic. Like they swear when they look at them, like their smile changes.
I got a DM saying that LaFoufous are of the devil. And I was like, I'm the only non-Christian on the Burt Show. You got to send that to somebody else. Like, it's fine.
Well, this one has the 9 teeth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This one has 9.
Wow.
Now, I'm looking for the, hold on, I got to get my flashlight out so I can see. LaFoufous Authenticator Kristen Klingshire Network. Well, because I'm looking for, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. The UV authenticity stamp. Now, there's a stamp on his little LaFoufous or LaFoufous foot, and it does say Pop Mart, where these originated. But yeah.
They're making good fakes.
Yeah, they really are.
No, I'll tell you why it's wrong. The color is off. The paint job is not good. And the fur texture is not soft and luxurious like a true LaFoufous.
Why are the teeth dirty?
It came really dirty.
You don't know that because you're only looking at the box, right? So you can't tell if it's a fake or a real inside of it?
No, the cardboard boxes look so authentic.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, the LaFoufous come in totally perfect cardboard boxes. And I knew it was fake because I already have a cuckoo. And that is a LaFoufous cuckoo. And so my LaFoufous cuckoo, it does not look like the LaFoufous cuckoo.
So, Kristen, you need to go back online and find out how to know it is a fake by the box, not by the actual toy itself.
There's an actual human hair stuck in it.
I know, it came with a hair. What? That is not my hair.
No, look, seriously, like if I pulled, there's a... Oh.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's from the person whose spirit lives in that.
Oh, no.
That's a la bad juju doll. I don't want that near me.
Or from the 14-year-old in another country that made it.
I mean, why are... they're dangerous. I get it. But if a LaFoufous breaks my leg, it's fine. Like, what's it going to do? Give me cancer again? Like, I've done that. It's fine.
You're like, it ain't going to curse me.
No, been there, done that.
All right, today is Thursday. We call it follow-up Thursday. This is when you guys hit us up and you're like, Burcho, can you follow up about blankety blank and give us some closure? And that's what we do.
So this is from back in May where Lacey's boyfriend dumped her, but she couldn't shake the feeling that he was the one. So she started plotting the ultimate accidental run-in with her ex-boyfriend. She knew exactly where he'd be because she still had him on Find My Friends. We gave her advice to bring a hot guy along to make her ex jealous, and she actually went through with it. She recruited a friend's hot brother to be her fake date. They strategically sat across from the ex at the bar, and while nobody made a move to actually talk, there was definitely some awkward eye contact going on. So Lacey's ex finished his drink and left without saying anything, and she thought her master plan had failed. But then later that night, she got a text asking her to lunch, saying, quote unquote, talk. We all wondered if the talk was going to be about closure or reconciliation. Lacey was fully prepared to come clean about the whole tracking/setup, but we thought it would be best to save that conversation for a later date. So how did that lunch go?
Hey guys, well, the lunch happened and I'm surprised at how it went. First off, he didn't figure out my master tracking plan, thankfully, but he had a little confession of his own. Turns out he had been doing his own version of quote-unquote stepping into psycho because he admitted to checking my Instagram stories religiously after we broke up.
Plot twist.
He noticed I'd been going out more lately, so when he saw me at the bar looking happy with someone else, it apparently sent him into full panic mode. The lunch was supposed to be his way of trying to patch things up and give it another shot, so... we're officially back together.
What the hell? Wow. Okay. This is the second shocking one this morning.
I'm about the place we're currently in, so I'm definitely waiting more than a few weeks before I tell him about the whole plan. Maybe more like a few months or years or never.
Never. Yeah, that's a good option.
Yeah. I think I'm going with never.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
This is the second one that's ended well. The first one earlier this morning, if you didn't listen, you should go to the podcast, but was one that didn't take our advice and it ended up in marriage, right?
Exactly.
It did.
So everyone's getting into relationships that they shouldn't be in.
The Burt Show.